From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, family members of people who died in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, call for a full public accounting. First, though, a measure of public fear in the 2 years since those attacks has crept into many lives, especially perhaps in Washington and New York. In that city, there's a store a few blocks from Ground Zero that's a symbol of this. The store's called Safer America, and here's a sample of some of the items on sale.
We have three different types of parachutes that were specifically designed for high-rises. These parachutes will be helpful if you need to jump for higher than 10 stories building.
Cyril Hurry, proprietor of Safer America, says he's decided to close the store today out of respect. Safer America is selling preparedness, he says. Like a burglar alarm salesman who says he hopes you never need his product, Mr. Hurry thinks of himself as selling peace of mind. That would certainly be a welcome commodity for many New Yorkers, though it will come at a higher price than the $1,500 it will cost you for a personal parachute. Day to Day's New York correspondent Mike Pesca joins us. Mike, New York's changed in many ways over these last 2 years. Do you think it's a more frightened city?
The collective skin has gotten a little thinner. There's more emotion, both positive and negative. And one example is New Yorkers rising to the occasion, helping each other out on September 11th during the blackout last month. But it's not just altruism that's surfaced. It's, as you say, fear to some extent. Here's Ricky Allegrini of Baldwin, New York.
I changed a little bit. You know, I'm a little more aware, you know. Seems like every little thing that happens, you know, you think it's like a terrorism or something like that.
I talked to Mr. Allegrini this morning on a Long Island Railroad platform. I wanted to ride in with a lot of people who were on the same train 2 years ago today. People who were in New York and remember September 11th firsthand. Gary Blackwood of Elmont was, like a lot of the people on the train, affected by September 11th.
I have flashbacks now and then because as I said, I used to work in the building. So sometimes I remember the building itself, looking through the windows.
All Americans are feeling more fear, according to a survey conducted by Pew Charitable Trusts, titled 2 Years Later, The Fear Lingers. Pew asked the question, how dangerous is the world compared to 10 years ago? Right before the attacks, 53% of respondents said more dangerous. Now it's 75%. But Donna LaValle of Massapequa doesn't think September 11th made New Yorkers more fearful. She thinks it made them more serious-minded.
I think you become more strident, I think, in terms of not tolerating people's ill behavior. During the blackout, I think it was very clear that no one was going to tolerate, you know, rioting and things like that just because it would give other people an opportunity to cause more chaos.
A psychotherapist I spoke with earlier, William Parker, has seen a more subtle change in a lot of New Yorkers.
It's not as if there's a dark and stormy cloud hanging over everyone. I would say it's more of a, if anything, a mild melancholia. It's as if someone just dimmed the lights a notch or two.
Jim Lynch of Rockville Center agrees with that. He says so many events, which should be remarkable, pale in comparison to 9/11.
Like that plane crash in Queens years ago, you know, no one even seems to talk about that anymore. You know, how big was that? When was the last time a plane with 250 people crashed in the middle of a neighborhood, you know? But no one ever talks about it anymore because it just gets dwarfed by like the whole magnitude.
50 people from Lynch's workplace died 2 years ago today, so he's a little different from most people who have the option of forgetting. Among his coworkers, he's noticed that they've really just been able to deal with the emotional toll of 9/11.
Like when people talk about it now at work, sometimes they mention, like, instead of talking about like how scared they were or how ridiculous everything seemed, they'll start talking about like, well, that guy Joey, you remember seeing him? He was helping that lady or whatever, like stuff like that. Like it seems like it's the shock has worn off and people are willing to talk about it, like their actual emotional responses to it.
According to William Parker, the therapist, New Yorkers were traumatized. And the bubbling up of fear is a symptom of trauma survivors, who, as you may know, Alex, as a group, are more susceptible to the next trauma.
Mike, in New York today, apart from official events, are there a lot of reminders of this anniversary?
Well, not so much. There's some more police presence once that train pulled into Penn Station. There are no signs on lampposts or mass ribbon wearings or anything like that. You know, so I was asking myself, how do you take a city's temperature on a given day? And one way is the newsstand. So I looked at the tabloids. Here on the cover of the Daily News, you have Osama's new tapes, and there's J. Lo right on the cover. The New York Post does have the towers on its cover. And Alex, I wanted to mention to you one other poll related to the question you asked. Rutgers asked the same question this year as they did last year. How often do you think about September 11th? Last year, 44% of New Jersey residents said every day. This year, that number was cut in half, 22%. And 18% of people, which is double last year's number, said they rarely think of 9/11 at all. Of course, a lot of people, like the ones you heard from, don't have that luxury.
Mike Pesca from New York. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.